USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Protesters set fire to several buildings, including a police station in Minneapolis. The precinct is where four officers involved in the arrest of George Floyd, who died while in their custody, were stationed. A police spokesman confirming that staff had evacuated the station, in his words, in the interest of the safety of personnel. Meanwhile, Minneapolis Fire Chief John Frutell said the situation was untenable when it came to fighting the fire.
They made a decision that was untenable, unsafe for the firefighters. We've had rocks and different type of projectiles thrown at us now the last couple nights, and it's made it very challenging, and certainly our number one priority is the safety of our firefighters.
Meanwhile, police say at least seven people were shot overnight as protesters in Louisville, Kentucky, demonstrated against the fatal shooting of a black woman there by police in March. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't gotten a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump is targeting Twitter and other social media companies with a new executive order, alleging they engage in censorship and bias.
We're here today to defend free speech from one of the gravest dangers it has faced in American history.
Trump remains angry about Twitter fact-checking his recent tweets about mail-in voting and alleged voter fraud. He says his executive order deals with one of the greatest threats to free speech. The executive order will likely be challenged in court. President Trump plans a news briefing today to announce new actions against China, though he did not elaborate what's coming. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is now calling for Congress to take action on economic relief from coronavirus. The New York Democrats saying, quote, the cost of Republican inaction is growing every day. Unemployment claims have also climbed now past 40 million since late March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An Ogden, Utah police officer is dead and a parole officer wounded after a shootout yesterday afternoon with a suspect who they'd confronted on the front porch of a home. That suspect was later found dead inside the home. It's unclear whether he was killed by police gunfire or if he took his own life. It looks like Republican National Convention organizers are working on a plan to keep it in North Carolina. And USA Radio's John Hunt has the latest.
Top officials from the Republican National Committee and the Republican National Convention sent a letter saying that the presidential convention will remain in Charlotte, North Carolina. This comes as President Donald Trump in recent days has threatened to move the convention elsewhere unless Democratic Governor Roy Cooper loosens some of his COVID-19 restrictions. Rona McDaniels, the RNC chairwoman, and Marcy Lee Kelly, the president of the Republican National Convention, have asked the Democratic governor to sign off on safety protocols, including pre-travel health surveys and thermal scans of all mandatory attendees. They're also requesting an aggressive sanitizing protocol for all public areas. President Trump has stated he wants to view all proposals by next week to make a decision. I'm John Hunt.
And for the first time since 1896, there will be no Boston Marathon this year. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh yesterday announcing he'd canceled the event because of coronavirus. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.